This program may contain explicit lyrics and adult themes that may not be suitable for everyone.
Listener discretion is advised.
Listen to the world's number one podcast.
Yo, welcome to another episode. What up?
Yo.
What up? What up?
Welcome to another
episode, Buzzing Podcast. Episode.
What it is, what it is.
What it do, what it do.
1, 5.
15.
Uno cinco?
Uno cinco.
Oh.
Episode 15.
Pushing 4 months, gentlemen. Baby.
Yes, episode 15. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Buzzing Podcast. I am your host, J-Rod, in the building. With me, like always, Richie in the building.
What up, doe?
Right here, man.
New member? How many episodes already?
This will be my fourth.
Oh,
damn.
Shit.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Shit. Luigi in the building.
Dimelo, papi.
What's good?
I'm out here watching for Jay, kid.
What's good, fellas?
Hey, man. Another week.
What's popping? What's popping?
A lot of drinks is popping right now.
Shit, we've been drinking on
this. This is like the thickest bar we've had all friggin', you know.
Yo, we look
Buzzing Podcast.
We look like we have the charger, a couple charger in here trying to get in, you know what I mean?
Because it's
crazy. Looks like we have to charge a cover charge to come in here with all these drinks on our tables.
Did you hear Rich?
You heard me?
All I heard was come with
got like that mic too deep down his throat.
You know why? Because that's a Jim and Coke, baby.
He been out here.
It ain't Buzzing Podcast for no reason.
He been out here for a while drinking, huh?
Yo, he's been, no lie, two episodes, he's been fucking shwasted.
Shwasted.
That's what happens when you're an Uber driver.
I get shwasted.
That's what happens when you have money. That's what wealth looks like.
Right?
Get drunk, the fuck out of here.
Drunk all the time.
Seriously, I want that life.
I'll be here shwasted.
Yo, this thing has been wasted. Before the episode starts, twice already. He's been here for 4 episodes.
I came here tonight and he was like, yeah, I'm on my 3rd one right now. I wasn't even here for 2 minutes and I brought my black velvet. And he's like, yo, poor shot. I'm like, damn, dude, can I say hi to everybody first?
Yeah, it's like living a good life.
Jeez. Hey, yo, you know what it is? It's not a good life. It's a stress-free life.
Damn, okay.
Yeah, that's what wealth look like.
That's not
when you wealthy.
No, it's
that's when you know you made it.
Yeah.
When you know you made it.
You look fancy. You look wealthy.
Get the fuck
you don't
out
look
here.
Rich.
Is that a new hat? I haven't seen you wear that
glow.
Hat before. You have a new hat? You got new gear on and stuff?
Yeah. You got a glow of wealth.
It's not that glow. It's a fucking light you got.
Yo, you got gold headphones on. My man.
And you gave me these shits for Christmas last year.
I ain't buying them. Them shits are 14 karat gold plated.
Those shits 14 karat gold from Auto. From Auto Kobe's, Puerto Rico.
Auto Kobe's?
I don't get it.
Hit them with the crickets.
What are you talking about?
Damn.
Come on now. Oh, God,
all
right.
Nah, stress free, man. That's all it is. Stress free.
Okay.
You're not rich, you're wealthy.
Nah, I'm not rich. I'm not wealthy. I'm stress-free.
Okay. All right, Rich, you stress-free? You wealthy, though?
Yeah, I'm stress-free. I'm not wealthy, but I'm stress-free.
I'm broke as a joke.
I need money, but I'm stress-free.
Shit.
We could all use a little bit of money, though, am I right?
I see somebody with money. I go, hey, how you doing?
Hey. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, my guy, let me talk to you a second.
Hey, jerk off.
You act like you got tired of shoes. You get on your knees.
All right.
It's a little competition here, though. I can't let him challenge me for the crickets because my man over here has been getting crickets a lot more than I have lately. So I gotta compete.
Last
couple episodes, he got some crickets last episode.
Rich, stop it. You're the cricket king.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
You're the CK.
You going,
huh? Hey, I was Jiminy Cricket for Halloween. So
hit him one more time.
All right. Damn. Okay.
Hit him one more game.
Damn.
One more game.
So yeah, my week has been pretty cool. I've been busy.
Okay.
You've been busy with that new position in your job, right?
Yeah. I'm moving up in the world, so
okay, moving
I'm
on.
Trying.
Up.
I'm trying my heart. Yeah, I gotta stay busy until this Buzzing Podcast shit takes off. But once it takes off, then we good,
we
baby.
Got it. Once it takes off, we're going to be busy for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Once it takes off, I'm like, everybody, hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
Rolling the window down, pointing straight. Hey,
how you doing?
Hey, yo, hey, my guy, how you doing?
Hey, Draco.
Hey,
how you doing?
How you doing, man? Hey, and pick up that dog shit too.
This guy.
Yeah. Oh man.
Damn.
Jesus, Rich.
Come on, man.
Right, all right.
Guy.
Then every now and then we got hit with a who man's is this? Who man's is this?
Anyway, so
yeah,
this episode, like we got into last week. Last week we got a spare of the moment kind of battle,
little debate
beef we got into over top 10 rappers. So we said, well, episode 15, let's do the hip hop episode.
Yeah.
But not gonna do that.
Oh.
Not gonna do that. We're gonna do, before we get into top 10 or top our top favorite hip hop artists, we're gonna do this episode top worst hip hop artist.
Hit that with the crickets. Yo, you gotta hit those rappers.
Guy, you gotta calm down.
You gotta hit that with the crickets.
Buckle the seatbelt, all right? Put the seatbelt on and stay put.
You're the passenger, guy.
No.
Let in me the back drive seat. This ship.
He's like the kid in the back
seat.
Hey,
my guy.
Hey, sit your ass down.
Hey, my guy. Work them turntables. Hit the crickets. Worst rappers now. Hit the crickets. Let's go.
Whose man is this? Whose motherfucking man is this?
Someone cool this guy off.
Damn.
Hey, jerk off.
Pour this man a drink. Cool Jesus the hell off.
Good. Take a chill pill, buddy.
Man, all right? Jesus.
This is your fourth episode. Don't worry. We've been here for a while.
Hey, it's take right. that sweater off. You feel hot or what?
Damn.
No, I'm good. I'm Gucci.
So we're gonna do each of us gonna do top five worst rappers. This shit should be fun. Plus we're already a little buzzing.
Yeah.
We're gonna play a little game called Pass the Ox Cord. We'll hit you with some worst fucking rappers, worst songs they've had, worst anything. This will be our worst. Next week we'll do our favorites. We'll do our top five, each one. We'll do our top five favorites. But for this one, we're going to have a little fun with it. Next week, we're going to have fun. But this week, we're going to have some fun with it. We're going to do some worst rappers. And we got some fucking horrible ones.
Yeah.
Rap people you forgot about. I'm like, yo, Rich, I got to tell you.
Is this like fucking
this
you
light
up?
Is kind of.
Okay.
Can you put the shit on? Like,
I can do it.
We got all the red light district.
Okay. And now I'm blind. Okay.
I'll be blind for a week because Rich got the damn.
I'm trying to provide. Okay, I can see.
He's got the iPhone 27 flash on my.
Turn your brights
face.
Off, asshole.
Jeez, Louise.
Jeez. All right.
So, you guys ready for this episode with the fucking worst?
Yeah.
Of the worst?
Of course.
Of the worst? I'm so. Yo, I can't wait to hear what you guys got. I can't wait for you to hear what I got.
All right, yeah, I want to hear. How are we going to talk to us? How are we going to do this?
Listen, I'm the captain of this shit. Don't worry.
That shit,
okay, got it. Okay.
Yo, this shit is funny already. And I didn't even hear none of y'all's got it yet. It's funny already.
So let's start off with you, Luigi. Are you ready to start off?
Fuck it. Start off with me. Fuck that.
Round one.
Pass the ox cord. Okay.
You see, when you pass the ox cord.
No, I'm ready.
Everyone wants the ox cord. Yeah. But when you give them the ox cord, they feel some bullshit. First of all, why are we even passing the ox cord yet? Because we're not even telling you what we're drinking yet.
Yeah, we get way too excited. Damn it, see, Luigi, your excitement's paying way rubbing off on us.
Oh, jeez. Well, first of all, we didn't even hit our viewers.
Act like you've been here before.
Yeah, come on now.
We didn't even hit our viewers with
that. Let's act like you've been here before.
We're getting way too excited. Start it off right.
So, first of all, if you look at the picture, we on deck. We got a shitload of bottles today. Jim Beam. We still got a little bit of that Three Olives Cucumber Lime. We got Jose Cuervo Tequila Silver. We got Black Velvet Whiskey. Oh, shit. This is Richard's grandfather's drink.
It's my go-to.
This is his go-to. So we're celebrating Richard's grandfather. Shit, and he's getting... Man, that's how your grandfather drinks?
Yeah. Double shots of black velvet and some Coke, man. That's his go-to.
My man is hardcore. Hard karate body, shoddy.
Yes, sir.
Body and a lot that of dotty body.
Big Rich was the GOAT back in his days, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Shit. So, we're going to do a shot real quick, everybody? Everybody, y'all want to do a shot?
Yeah, let's do it. What are we doing, though?
Well, I don't know who got the shot.
Let's not do black velvet. I'd rather do tequila.
No, I'm not doing black velvet anymore. Let's do a quick shot of tequila. How about that?
You got to chill? We chilling it?
Chill, nigga. We don't got time for no chilling.
Okay, okay.
Yo, we got shot glasses right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, how you doing?
Right? Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? There's one.
So?
There's two.
Tell us a little story, y'all.
A little story.
Why I pulled these shizats.
Okay. Let's see. You got one, Weej?
Well, the story, yeah, let me tell you a little story.
Don't ask him, he don't got no story.
I got a story.
He's got a fucking BPD story.
I got a fucking story. Well, this bullshit's back on the fucking mainstream again that I wish it never was.
Yeah, I know
that
where you're coming.
Stupid,
yeah.
Popeye's bullshit chicken shit.
Yeah.
Chicken sandwich. You heard this guy in Maryland. He got into altercation while he was online waiting for his chicken sandwich, and he got stabbed to death.
Yeah.
Over a fucking chicken sandwich. First of all, they should close all these Popeyes down for that bullshit.
No.
Fuck that.
Well, I disagree with you on that one. Because I will say something here, but before we get into that, that's a good. Actually, we should have topped on that. That was a good one.
Yeah, yeah. And I got a little bit.
I want to give a little piece of my mind for that Popeyes chicken.
All right, let's take the shot first.
Before then, cheers.
Cheers. Hit him with a
year. I hope y'all did a shot with us.
Goddamn.
Popeye's chicken. Getting people stabbed. Getting people KO'd. It's not Popeye's fault. These are people who are already savages. These are people who are already fucking just already gonna do something stupid. No matter what line they're in, they're gonna do something stupid. You just happen to put them in a crowded atmosphere. And that's why they did what they did. Because they're just dumb people. So I don't want to blame Popeyes. Genes. It's not Popeyes' fault.
I'm going to blame Popeyes, if I can jump in real quick, because you got to blame Popeyes for having a limited an amount, you know, like a select amount. So you got Popeyes all over the country, and they only have a certain amount, and they run out, and the craze is still there. So then it was just recently announced that Popeyes, they're not taking it off the menu. It's going to stay. So after this whole fatal stabbing thing, Popeye was like, we gotta control this, and we can't make this just a seasonal item or a select item. We got to keep it on the menu because this shit's getting too crazy right now.
Now, if I could jump in real quick, then that's fucked up from Popeyes, because now they said,
hold on. I want to stop this for a second. If you were in front of the building, and we were having this conversation, would you say, if I could jump in real quick?
Oh, boy.
Well, I'm trying to keep it. All right, fuck it. Let me tell you something real quick.
All right, thank you.
All right, let me tell you something real quick.
You see?
Now.
So you got to line them up.
Sir, you mind if I, excuse me.
Excuse me, sir. Right,
pardon me.
This nigga don't talk like that in front of the building.
Yo, let me say something
real quick. But now he want to be like, if I could jump in real quick.
He hanging out with me too long. Too many.
Chilling with Rich in the stress-free life. All right, well, let me say something real quick. First, that whole Popeye shit, right? Now they saying that we're going to keep it on the menu now from here on. That means they have the power to do that from get-go.
It's a marketing scheme.
Right, yeah, it's a marketing scheme.
It's a marketing
scheme. So now that this poor man got stabbed in Maryland over a chicken sandwich, first of all, Popeyes, they knew what was going on, what was going to happen, because this is not the first time it happened. They had a frenzy a couple months ago also, and a lot of all these altercations took place, people getting hurt. So they already knew. So they already have the blueprint for it. So they know what to do, what not to do. And now this happened. Now this guy got stabbed. All of a sudden now, we're going to keep it on the menu from now on.
They were always going to keep it on the menu. But
that's some bullshit.
You can't blame Popeyes. Popeyes,
you got to blame the people.
It's the people.
Yeah.
You know, so
it's
these
sad.
People who are stabbing people, you just put them in an environment where it's crowded. Yeah. So no matter if it's Popeye's chicken or if it's concert or if it's some pair of Jordans or whatever, they're gonna do the stabbing regardless. So it's not Popeye's fault. But it's a sandwich.
It's a sandwich.
It's a sandwich that's not gonna change your life. Am I gonna waste my time and go through that risk? Am I gonna waste my time of 2 hours of my day to wait online for a fucking sandwich? Is a sandwich gonna change your life? Is a sandwich gonna make you rich? Is a sandwich gonna change your family's outcome? Guys, you gotta knock the shit off.
Yeah. Is a sandwich gonna make you go home and say, hey honey, from now on, you're making me chicken sandwiches for lunch?
Maybe not.
No. Oh.
Hey, honey, I got $1 million in my bank. Oh, I'm making, you know, a lot of money now. Now we
because I had a chicken sandwich.
It's a fucking chicken sandwich. You don't have you don't have 2 hours of your life. You could do something else, be more productive, but to wait online for a fucking chicken sandwich? I'm not hating on this shit. The shit's probably good. I'll get it eventually, but I'm not waiting no fucking 2 hours or an hour. I'm not even waiting fucking 30 minutes for a sandwich. I don't have that time. And you got y'all dudes need to, whoever y'all are, if you have 2 hours of your life to waste on waiting for a chicken sandwich that's not going to do anything for you but just fill you up for about an hour or two,
you can fucking slap yourself.
Hey,
now you need to fucking slap
yourself. Slap yourself.
You guys want to hear something crazy? You heard about White Castle opening up in Scottsdale, right?
Yes.
I heard 6 hours waiting for a Crave case, waiting to get White Castle.
Fuck that.
Nothing is, fast food in general, is there's nothing worth 6 hours. Nothing, White Castle, in my opinion, is not even worth a 20-minute wait.
Will you wait online for 2 hours to enroll into a free program to better your future?
Yeah.
You would, right?
Yeah.
Will it cause a frenzy? You know what that is? No, it won't.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't.
Well, you know what will cause a frenzy?
A slider.
Fucking chicken sandwich.
Chicken sandwich.
2 hours. People won't wait 2 hours and waste 2 hours of their life to wait online for a free education, but they'll wait 2 hours for a fucking chicken sandwich just to be cool and post it on fucking Snapchat.
Ugh. That's some bullshit.
Jeez Louise. Yeah, you throwing, man. That shit, I don't get it.
Slap yourself for real.
Who mans are those?
Who's fucking... Yo, you got
to get mans are those? Together.
But, hey, who am I to judge?
Right.
I'm just a guy that says how you doing.
It's just that guy right there that says how you doing.
Just a podcast host, you know?
I'm just a fast guy. And I'm just a guy who wants to play past the ox court.
Hey.
With some shitty ass rappers.
How you doing?
Hey.
How you
doing? So, like we said, worst rappers, top 5 worst rappers, each of us, pass the code, one-on-one. That's the name of the game. You play one, I play one, you play one, I play one.
All right.
We're going to let Luigi start it off.
Let me start it off.
Luigi.
I got a little clip of this dude. First of all, I'm not even going to say his name, right? I'm going to let him throw his little freestyle.
Okay, and are you going to, like, let us try to guess it?
Yeah, let's try to guess it.
Okay.
This bum dude.
Okay,
all right?
Let's hear.
Like, that's a bum-ass dude right here.
All right,
you guys ready?
Drop the beat.
Ready?
Touchdown, I might give you a 6-point diamond. It's a carry, this is apparent. I got more knowledge than both your parents combined. I graduated never. I didn't go to high school in 99. Everything was fine.
Oh, my
I
banged God. Genuine. Oh, my.
That's CD deck. The players want to check.
Is this
checks mixed? Hayes won't get in the mix. I bought. I got a fresh set of kicks. I'm play for the Phoenix Suns. I graduated.
Oh, my God.
Yo, tell me.
That's Riff Raff.
That's Riff Raff.
Oh, shit.
Yo, who the fuck?
Yo, tell me why.
What the fuck?
He's on my list.
Oh, that was trash.
Yo,
That was complete trash. That was trash.
And this dude got airtime on the Sway show.
Oh, my. Was that his freestyle from Sway?
Freestyle from Sway.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, when
terrible.
You go to Funk Flex or you go to Sway, you got to bring your fucking A game.
That was like Z. That wasn't even in the alphabet.
That was
terrible.
Oh, my
How
God.
Fucking crazy was that? So let me just give you a quick info. We didn't get to, us three didn't get together and collaborate and be like, okay, I'm going to say this, I'm going to say that. This is my, we came here, we sat down. No one knows who our worst rappers are. So
I just started it off.
Yeah, he just started. I had no clue. We had no clue. Get the fuck out of here. Let me tell you. Let me start mine off then.
Okay.
Yo, that shit was crazy.
I only fuck with hoes who rock Dolce and Gabbana.
What?
Dolce and Gabbana. Dolce and Gabbana. I only fuck with hoes who rock Dolce and Gabbana. 7-7 butt naked sipping drink in my song. Only fuck with hoes who rock Dolce and Gabbana.
Oh, you let it go. Let it rock.
We're gonna let it rock.
Braids. Gotta stay paid, stay on the front page. Yup, staying in the press. Teeth on my chest.
I have
chest.
No idea who this is.
Iceberg.
First of all, I have no idea who it is. And thank God I don't know who that is.
It's Riff Raff.
That's still riff rap. Oh my god, that's damn. What I've been saying. Like, I can't believe you started off with riff rap because I was gonna start off with riff rap.
That dude is trash.
Oh, but he's entertainment.
Yeah, I don't know any riff rap.
Yeah, riff rap. Okay, backstory on riff rap. Riff.
Hey,
little backstory on riff rap. Riff rap was from MTV's. Gentlemen,
or okay,
G's to Gentlemen,
or something like that.
Bullshit.
Okay,
yo, he was the white dude, he had cornrows.
What year are we talking?
Damn,
roughly
mid 2000s,
2005, or late
2000s,
2006.
But I will tell you, Riff Raff, maybe the shittiest rapper, but pure fucking entertainment.
He is pure entertainment,
funny as fuck,
cornrows.
Interesting.
Weird beard.
If you want to see him, just Google him and look at his pictures. Yeah. It is entertainment.
He's gold, a rare species.
Gold fronts. Like
shit.
He's entertainment. He's whack as shit, but he's entertainment.
Rich.
Yeah.
What you got for us, baby? All right.
Here we go.
Talk to us, Rich.
This is my first wackest rappers. Here we go. Here it is. It's coming. Just let that beat play out. You know. Here we go. Right here. It's coming. We got to talk
Who
over the beat.
Who fucking commands is this?
All right. Here we go. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Let's go.
So tell me the thing. How the fuck do we supposed to keep peace? What's all?
What the fuck is that?
I had to start it off.
Hold on.
Right here, hold on. Let her break it down. One time.
Mason, he was like a brother to me. She was
What kind of fucking trash box is God. That?
Oh, man. I had to start it off because the temperature's changing back home. It's a Detroit rapper. Temps are getting a little cold. It's my girl T-Baby. It's so cold in the D.
That's a girl?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was like
that
a
T-Baby.
It is. But she's like a popular, she's not popular rapper. She's popular because of that video, because it's so bad. That song is so bad. She's actually got hits off it.
Is she actually signed by a record company?
Not at all.
Like, holy
shit. Not at all. But
she was signed by Rich back in 2003.
That video has 42 likes, though. 42,000 likes, my bad.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So, T-Baby, it has over 10 million views.
That was
holy
fucking
trash. Shit, yeah.
Bro. This shit.
I came strong. I came strong on that one.
But damn.
Yeah, T-Baby. T-Baby. Oh, yeah.
Luigi, who you got? Round two.
Pass the ox.
Pass the ox cable. Where your man is like, yo, let me get the ox cable. Chances are he's going to play some bullshit like this. That's why back in the day, this is what me and Luigi used to always fight. He always say, yo, let me get the ox cable. Nah, fuck you. You always playing some bullshit.
Right? First of all, every rapper that I have written down as worst rappers, I got straight up live freestyles because... If you don't sound good on freestyle, first of all, when you go to freestyle, you got to bring your A game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you don't bring your A game on a live radio show for freestyle, this is what you sound like.
Hey, my niggas be mobbing all day. 50 shots in the K, I let it spray. Get tackled by bullets, you get in my way. My life is a game, so I'm ready to play. I'm smelling that coon while you sniffing that yay. Fuck what you say, cause the nigga get shot. Towing that Glock and the nigga get popped. Now if you ops, they be snitching the cops. Think I'm a baby boy, no, I ain't Jody. Pick up that 40, put holy your moly. The way I got two food, you think that I Kobe? Smoking no dope, you call Zach and that Cody. If you got problem, I call him my broski. Fucking so good in a pussy, get swole. Bullets hit you and it damage your soul. This is what happened, you tell what you told. Ripping that white like a slave on a soul. Then they make it that cast. Smoking no scope and you calling that blast. Giving me brain and I'm thinking too fast. Hannibal Black.
First of all, is that nigga from Panda?
That's that nigga designer.
That wasn't that bad.
He's bad.
I feel like you could have came better with a
That dude suck. That dude sucks.
Banana.
I thought that shit was that nigga was trash.
Fuck. Damn, shit.
That shit was trash.
That shit was trash, but yo, I can't let this shit go. I can't let this riff rap shit go. Check this shit out.
from bacon with eggs and toast. Oh, everybody, damn, that motherfucker right there, he balled the most. He balled coast to coast. He balled across seven seas. You talking about, oh, I'm in a gang. Motherfucker, you on your damn knees. I pull up sitting sideways with Sway. We had a Chinese buffet eating on a Monday. It's a Tuesday. Make it feel like it's damn Ruby Tuesday. But it's Saturday. But it don't even matter anyway. I come through with diamonds and sapphires across my chest. Figured I was kin to Ken Griffey Jr. I come through. I played down south of Oklahoma soon. I could have played for tailback. Hatchback. I'm in a photo of hatchback. Damn, motherfucker could have played for the Dallas Mavericks. But they...
I can't let this shit go. This shit is fucking
Rich. Oh my gosh.
We'll introduce you to Riff Raff.
Yo.
I wanna download his music.
Let me move on to the next person.
Oh my gosh.
Oh shit.
Real 92.3 shit. Bootleg Cat, DJ Head.
Yo, I don't know who this is.
Hi.
What?
Huh?
Hi. I walked up top the mountain like a dragon. I was feeling real high.
What?
Come on, I'm feeling tipsy. Oh. I'm a fucking bitch. It's just a hint. I'm a little bit of cool. I'm a cut up in a dream for the cool. I'm gonna pull up with the book. Shh, quiet. And he goes, shoot. And I'm gonna go, shh. I was ducking out of the box selling crack, right?
Oh my god.
Who the fuck is that?
Hey, I know you're feeling high. I'm so damn amazing. You thought I was fucking blazing.
I like how the beach is cut out there.
My pants tagging. I feel like Haitian, Bin Laden, but I'm in Latin. I might write on my fucking copy. This shit is retarded. You know that I started. Quiet. Haiti, you have to believe in your dreams, wise one. You are the chosen one. You are the champ, wise one. Do you hear me? I'm on fire. I only need to rap and walk and use my ad libs. Watch this.
What?
Follow me. Follow me.
Oh my gosh.
Yo, have you seen that?
Oh my gosh.
Yo, who the fuck is that?
Whose man's is that?
His man was next to him. They put the camera on his man, and this thing looked like, yo, what the fuck, that's not my man.
That ain't his man, my man was saying,
whose man's is this?
This nigga
said, what the? Yo, that shit, I don't know who the fuck that was. That's a young Thundercat dudes. Yeah, y'all coming out with that new shit.
Oh my gosh, it was just awful. That was awful. That makes me feel like I got a rap career that I can get going.
Anyone can make it.
Yeah.
Anyone can make it.
Talk about Thundercat dudes. Check this one out. I fast forward a little bit so he can be into it, so he won't tell you who he is. But listen to this shit.
Yeah, all these niggas stealing my style. Can I get my flow back? Yeah, bob on that bitch like Kodak. Yeah, bitch, you know that. Yeah. I push your shit all back. Told that bitch I got money, ayy. Counting the money is nothing, ayy. Told that little bitch I got money, ayy. Told that little bitch it is nothing, ayy. Hit that bitch right from the back, she got turned.
Who the fuck is that?
Bullshit ass. Lil Uzi Vert.
Oh my God.
Lil Uzi. Lil Uzi.
Fucking trash box.
Ayy. Tell that bitch I got money, ayy. I got money, ayy. Get the fuck out of here.
Jeez.
Someone needs to tell that guy how you doing it.
Hey, how you doing?
Listen.
How you doing? That just makes me appreciate.
You're a fucking trash box.
That shit makes me appreciate Frank Sinatra that much more.
Right.
You're fucking kidding me.
Well, first of Frank Sinatra's not bad. Thank you.
No, I'm not saying he's bad. It just makes me appreciate that type of music much more.
Damn. Lil Uzi Yachty? Yachty? Fatty?
Yachty?
Don't he got the dreads with the fucking little beads and shit in his hair?
That's Lil Yachty.
That's not the same dude?
No.
Oh, that's not the same dude.
That's another trash box.
That starts with Lil.
Oh, but it was Lil. I thought you said that was Lil Yachty Zaddy.
Lil Uzi, and the other was Lil Yachty.
Oh, they both do the birds.
They both do the birds.
Fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
Both a bunch of trash boxes.
Rich, please.
All right, this is...
Entertain us.
Oh, this is it. I mean, this is an artist that most people know, but I think is complete garbage.
I need a shot after this shit. This is... Yeah, it's just comical.
Terrible rapper number two.
Niggas envy off, blinky got blinky off, drumming off, blinky off.
Come on, man.
He raps about shit he ain't even done before.
Rich.
Garbage. Garbage. Tekashi 6ix9ine blows. Sucks.
Damn.
He raps about shit he ain't even done before. And he a snitch.
Like a willy nigga.
You a silly nigga. In a hood, the belly. Hey. Hey. Hey.
Whose mans is this right
here? Luigi loves snitching.
Yeah.
Yo.
He was a snitch back in his day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, right. Yeah, all right.
Get the hell out of here, man.
Snitches get the riches.
Yeah.
Snitches get stealed.
Yo, how you going to put this? Come on,
no,
Rich.
No.
That's a debate.
You can call me a hater all you want.
No, no. I'm
think
not
he's
calling
trash.
You a hater.
I think he's
I'm
trash.
Not, listen, I'm not calling you a hater. Just that you're confused when we call rappers. Just that. Come on, man. Really?
Yeah.
6ix9ine?
Yeah. Yeah.
That dude brings the energy in every room.
Energy don't mean you're good. I can bring the energy.
No.
I bring the energy every time I come to the podcast. I think he's trash. I think he's trash.
Yeah, all right. This is a debate. This is a good debate.
This is great right
yes,
now.
Yes. He may be trash. And yes, he is a snitch.
Okay.
But before we knew all of this.
This dude can perform.
Before we knew all of this, you telling me.
I'm not. Wait. This is not a debate on who is the like worst five performers.
Was that yours?
We're not talking.
Stella's. Luigi brought Stella beers.
Stella. Okay. Tallboys.
Intermission. This is intermission.
Tallboys.
I thought you brought the Stella's.
Nah.
You
this Buzzin' Podcast intermission is brought to you by
Stella Artois.
Stella Artois and Heineken.
Yo, back to the 6ix9ine stuff. Rich, come on, man.
That was. You sparked up a debate right here.
I did. And I was waiting to spark it up.
Before we knew he was a snitch, before we knew all the bullshit.
You wasn't bopping
you
to
telling
shit?
Me you didn't catch the vibe from him? You didn't?
No.
You didn't? What?
No.
What?
I'll be honest with you.
What about in that music video, he hired the gang.
Yeah, but you didn't know that.
Until now. Even before you knew what you know now, back in that video, he was in Brooklyn doing his thing. That was Brooklyn right there.
Yeah. I think ever since
They said Summer Jam. I'll be honest with you. They said Summer Jam. He came out before Cardi B. And after he performed, like they were like, there's no way someone could follow up that.
Ever.
Okay, that's so he's a good performer, but not a good rapper. Not a good rapper. No. We're talking rappers.
Yes, you're right.
We're talking rappers.
Right.
Not performers.
Rappers. But you can't put him in the worst rappers. Come on, man.
I just did.
we're talking about lyrics and rap. Oh, so,
okay. Yeah, this is rappers, not performers.
He's got a point.
But
terrible.
Rich,
anytime you rap about something that you have no street cred for.
Yeah, but you didn't know that back then.
But it doesn't matter. We know that now.
You didn't know that back then.
But it doesn't matter.
So you can't make that judgment based off of now.
I just don't like his style.
But you're stupid.
I don't like his style.
But you're stupid.
Yeah, I could do that.
Come on, man.
So why didn't he?
Why didn't he what?
Because you don't have what he has.
I don't what fucking 6ix9ine tattoos on me and rainbow hair.
Yeah, you should have it,
Rich. Man, you just sparked up a big debate.
But, yeah. So let's go into that real quick. We can spend a lot of time on it, but let's talk about it. 6ix9ine, does he have a career when he comes out of jail?
Nope. Hell yeah.
No.
Oh.
No.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Are you not even reading the tabloids, like the front page news?
Tabloids don't mean shit.
Forget about tabloids.
Who wants to work with a snitch?
Time out. Forget about tabloids. Forget about everything else. Just take everything out of the equation.
All right. Go ahead.
You personally, does he have a career at when he comes out, Luigi?
I think he does.
Rich?
I think he does.
Now, you can have a solo career. Now, he can come out and do his own thing. Now, I'm making the argument he's a snitch. Nobody's going to want to work with him. He can do his thing solo, and he can put out solo records.
He is still a solo artist.
Right, but people aren't going to want to work with him. And who, I don't know. I think he don't even live past 30, in my opinion. I think somebody kills him or he dies. I think when you're a snitch and you're snitching on mad people like that shit and you're in the hood.
That wasn't the question.
But
does have a career? Is he successful when it comes out?
He can. Yeah.
He can.
Yes, he can, because by himself, because he can put music out. Nothing's going to stop him by writing music and putting music out. So therefore, he will have a career. But as far as collaborations, that shit is out.
He don't need to collaborate.
I know. I'm just saying.
Yo, as soon as he sets foot out of jail, he going straight to touring. He's not even going home to say hi to his family. Straight tour.
Yeah, but I don't think it has the same effect. I think he's partially successful. I don't think he's fully successful because when he was successful, it's because he had New York on his back. He had supporting him.
Right.
And if New York supports you, the whole world supports you.
Yeah. Right.
New York will not support him.
Snitching on Cardi B.
As time is passing by, even though New York's against him, little by little, parts of New York is going with him because of what his backstory is, because of why he snitched.
No.
Yeah.
Nope. Nope. Yeah. Nope. New York is hard to the core. It's a new generation who's saying yes. But quick conversation I had with my nephew. My nephew was young. My nephew loves 6ix9ine, right? He's probably number one fan, 6ix9ine. We had this conversation. When he gets out of jail, are you going to still listen to him? He goes, yeah, I can't wait for him to get out of jail. He's going to be so dope. It's snap. So I tell my nephew, I go, you're okay with him snitching? He doesn't really know what snitching is, but you got to put it to him in his language. So he goes, yeah, I mean, it's they did this, they did that. But I go, no, this is what snitching is. My nephew has a group of friends he hangs out with in school. They all got in trouble. One of those friends ratted on him, and now they all got in trouble except that one kid. So I go, hey, so you're okay with all your friends and your one friend who told on you, will you still be friends with him? He goes, no. He goes, nah, forget that. He's like, he told on all of us, and we all got in trouble, and he was there with us. So, no. He's like, no, I'm not going to be friends with him. I go, there you go. That's what 6ix9ine did.
Mm-hmm.
He was friends with a whole bunch of people. He rolled with them. You guys all thought you were friends, but when it came down to it, he ratted you out, and now you won't be friends with him. So why would you listen to 6ix9ine?
Right.
Because he did the same thing. So remember, snitches. So he's like,
mm-hmm.
My nephew goes, yeah. He's like, you're right. You're probably right. Now, granted, he probably still will listen to 6ix9ine, but that's a new generation now.
But now he has that whole... But
New York is not a new generation. Yeah. New York is still hardcore, old school to the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And hip-hop was born in New York. So hip-hop will not die easily in New York. Even though people go, oh, New York, hip-hop is dead in New York. Actually, we do have hot rap, but we're always going to have the best rappers out. But it's not going to die out. What the new generation doesn't go with. New generation follows New York. New York doesn't follow the new generation. Everywhere else, the generation takes precedence and controls, not in New York. If 6ix9ine doesn't have New York's back, then he's going to be partially successful.
Well, you're right about that, because when the new generation comes out with their new type of hip-hop or rap, you might say, and they go to New York and sing it, and rap about it. If New York don't feel it, then guess what? You're not going too far with that.
Nobody feel it.
You're not going far with that at all, because it was originated in New York. You know, going back in the 80s and all them rappers. If they don't feel your vibe as an up-and-coming rapper in this generation, you're not making it.
What happened to this nigga right here?
Yo, I got a fake ID, though.
Chingy.
Yeah.
That's not Chingy.
Oh, wait. Jaquan.
Yeah. Two-step.
Hey.
Two-step. One. Here comes the two to the three to the four.
Okay.
Everybody drunk out on the dance floor.
That was a pop.
That was a little banger back in high school.
That was a club banger.
That was.
That's when me and Johnny were sneaking into the place.
Hey. So I can't say he was trash, but he is trash. But it was banger.
That he, what he happened with that?
He's like a one hit wonder.
J. Cole.
Jaquan.
That's one hit wonder.
Yeah, I actually looked up one hit wonders in the 2000s. He popped up. But I got one more. I want you to see if you can guess who this is.
But that one was too easy when you just put on, because that was a club banger. We used to sneak in the clubs.
Yeah. Let's see if you can guess who this is. Sounds good, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into it.
I seen a lot, but I ain't done living. I ain't done living. I ain't done living. I seen a lot, but I ain't done living.
He's not done living.
He's seen a lot.
He's seen a lot. Remember this. He's seen a lot. He's not done living.
But I guess his career died after that song.
I done seen a lot of hate, a lot of cake. Niggas run the game while I'm a moderate. Fake niggas we don't tolerate. Money by the books, I'm fooling y'all. It's like I'm Scholar Pay.
No, who is this?
It's not Fab, though.
No, it does sound like Fab.
It sounds like Fab, right?
It sounds like Fabulous, but it's not. That's what I was thinking. Some Jacksons on you little niggas. And I ain't done living.
I got them to run with them. I pop if you hold with it. Shit's fucking garbage. Trash. Trash to the tempo.
Who is it?
That?
It's garbage. It sounds like Fab, right? Because it's a Fab wannabe.
Yeah, who is it?
Take a guess.
I don't know. It's opposite of Fabulous?
I'll give you a couple clues. It's father, one of the creators of hip-hop. And he's that bad.
Run DMC's son?
Yeah.
Is it really?
JoJo Simmons.
No. JoJo?
Yes. Bro.
Lil JoJo.
Oh my gosh.
Yo, then he had a rap battle with Ice Cube.
JoJo.
Son.
Yeah, that was dope.
That was a dope rap battle. He had a rap battle with Ice Cube. Son,
he didn't write those raps.
Jeez.
His father did.
Of course. But you hear a song, yeah, shit
JoJo.
Was trash.
JoJo.
And it's hard for me to say that. Like, that
I love
JoJo.
I love that show too.
JoJo Simmons, yeah.
Runs in the family.
Yeah.
Your pops.
That doesn't run in the family.
Is one of the creators
of hip hop.
And you got to bring made hip hop. Damn. And that's what you come out with?
Yeah.
First of all, blame his father. I'm pretty sure he oversaw all that. You gonna let his son?
He's gonna support his son no matter what, though. He's not gonna say, JoJo, that shit's whack.
Now I'll be like, yo, if I have my kid, I'll be like, yo.
Well, I mean, I'm not gonna say that Run's not critiquing JoJo's work, but he's not gonna just come down and lay the hammer down like, dude, you do not want to release this because this is just not good.
Listen, JoJo, you gotta
hang it up, son.
You can't. It's my name behind the shit.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
What you got, Weege?
I got something for
you. Is this your
I got
track
off.
Two or track three?
This is my track
two.
11-10. I don't know, one of those twos. But like I said, they're all freestyles. Nothing like, you know, regular albums. It's all freestyles. Because if you don't sound good in freestyle, you ain't good at all. Check this out.
Gangsta Grizzly.
Gangsta Grizzly.
That boy not my friend. I hate when my gang is that gang and felt all of my pain. When I was struggling through the rain, when I had no guap with no ice.
What is this, an Andre 3000 sound alike?
They want me, but they get one night. Fuck them. I give a fuck what you saying. Bitch nigga know I ain't playing. I'm by my fatty. Sound team, I'm we ready. Fuck up that nigga. If he talked out too heavy, I'm body. Chains on my neck, cost me 20. Look at your diamonds, look how they fake. Young nigga and the Gucci stands. Fuck with me if you want to die. Young nigga, I don't want no suit.
Oh, my. Oh, man.
Lil Yachty.
Lil Yachty.
Wow. Oh, that's Lil Yachty?
I hate that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yo, Louise. I don't even know how he got signed.
Look at all my... I wrote these down. Everybody with a Lil.
Everybody with a Lil is pretty much trash.
Everybody with a Lil.
Lil Pump, Lil Yachty, Lil Peep, Lil Tecca, Lil Xan.
It's just
Lil Boozy, Lil Romeo, Lil Bow Wow.
Just Lil Successful. That's all.
Yeah.
Lil Bob.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Lil Buzzer Podcast.
Lil Successful.
Man, that's trash, bro.
That shit was trash to the third power.
Oh, man.
Yo, he's probably... You know, you signed with Sprite and all. Like,
he signed with Sprite.
Endorsements and you said, like,
and he made a movie.
Like that.
He made a movie. Remember How High with Method Man and Redman?
Yeah.
Made a movie, How High, too. It's him and fucking.
No.
The dude from.
Say It Ain't So.
The dude from Wild N' Out.
Say It Ain't So.
Yeah.
How High, too, with him.
Yup.
Jeez. You guys ready for my third worst rapper? You guys ready? Oh, man, here you go.
Yo, this shit is stressful.
You guys know this one.
I can't
one.
Wait for the next episode.
You guys know this one.
Soldier Boy, tough. Hey, I got this new damn for y'all called the Soldier Boy. Just got a punch, then crank back 3 times from left to right. Soldier Boy,
this shit was hot. It was hot.
I'm popping.
Anybody can make one track though, right?
Yes.
Anybody can make one track. What happened after this?
We can make a track too.
What happened after this?
Now I mean you crank that soul. Now what? Soldier boy, I've been it. Oh. Why me crank it? Why me roll? Why me crank that soldier boy? Okay. Superman. Now why me you crank
as we say, it's so trash. But we're all singing
as we're all up dancing and doing it. Yeah. Oh man, that's me, though. Soldier Boy, man, Soldier Boy.
Well, Soldier Boy. After that was a hot track.
That was it. That was the one that put him on the map. And then after that, he didn't come out. He came out with "Kiss Me Through the Phone." He had a pretty boy swag. He just
After that, you know, that track was pretty dope at that time. Because in his video, he was doing the dances too, whatever lyrics he was doing.
Yeah.
So everybody was doing the Superman.
It was hot. It was a hot song, hot dance. But
anything
but
after that?
Yeah.
It was
He didn't. He didn't. Yeah.
He didn't do shit. There's another one
first
hit wonder.
First of all, that's another. I'm gonna combat all of y'all on that one.
That's another one hit wonder.
Little Draco.
Drake.
Y'all gonna stop playing my man like that?
Oh boy.
Y'all gonna stop fucking playing my man like
who?
Who you talking about?
Lil Draco. Yo.
Well, he's a hot rapper to you?
Okay, there we go.
First number one ever.
That was a nice record.
Yeah, the championship was the number one album in the country.
And the album was a nice album.
Playing my man Draco.
Look how he crossed
Yo, Meek Mill ain't beef with Chris Brown and was finna box with Floyd Mayweather.
He beef with Drake. The biggest rapper in the world.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Drake.
Okay, let's go.
Drake. The nigga that got bodied by Pusha T? The nigga that's hiding his kid from the world, but his world wouldn't hide from the kid? Harvey Graham in a wheelchair? Drake?
Yes!
Drake?
Y'all niggas better stop playing with me.
Yo, stop playing my man Soulja Boy. Because...
Yo, stop playing with me.
He got a point.
The grassy. Not
stop
the
telling me like I ain't teach Drake everything he know.
Listen,
you taught Drake everything he know.
Preach, baby,
Drake
preach.
His first song. Tell me what's really going on. Drizzy Drake back in this thing already. That's Soulja.
Shit.
That's my bar.
Shit.
He copied my whole fucking flow.
That's Kiss Me Through the Phone.
He copied my whole fucking flow. Word for word, bar for bar.
Okay.
Don't act like
shut
I didn't
up, Soulja.
Make Drake, nigga. Don't do that.
Mind fucking blown.
Don't do that, nigga. Shit. I was sun niggas in a heartbeat.
Don't do that.
J-Rod, you just
don't play my man.
Tell him,
Soulja. Big Drake, go.
You just throw the challenge flag.
Yo, yeah, I did.
You just throw the challenge flag on that
Drake
one?
Stole his flow.
Yeah, Soulja. I knew that.
Drake.
Superman, that hoe. That shit was popping.
Tell me what you want. But J.Z. man, that's the fuck out of that. That's Kiss Me Through the Phone, nigga.
Oh, he kicked me through the phone.
We got the first challenge.
We got a biter.
Fuck you mean. Give my man Big Draco some fucking respect.
Oh, cool.
Put some respect
put
on
some
his
respect
name.
Respect on his name.
Shit. Is you finished or is we done? Is we finished or is we done?
Are we done or are you? So yeah, I'm gonna challenge that one because I don't think he's trash like that.
Okay.
A lot of things I could think of
40 rappers trasher before I even think about Soulja Boy.
Okay.
To be honest.
Okay.
To be honest.
Okay.
He throws that club banger right there.
Oh. Soulja Boy.
Okay. Damn.
Yo, so fuck this. I'm playing my man Draco.
Hey, let me just pick up this flag.
Baby, you know that I miss you. I want to get with you.
Okay. I forgot. This song hot. This song's hot.
Rich, and you a DJ?
Okay.
Yo, Draco, holla at him. Yo. Come on the Boys of Podcast.
So,
nigga.
Your boy, Superman, this nigga Roy. Hey,
you.
Superman is ho. Yo. And my man's a part-time DJ. He talk about, come on, man.
It's been a minute since I played Soulja Boy.
Wow.
Jeez.
You forgot about that track right there.
Take that back.
All right.
Well,
I'm going to replace Soulja Boy with like Lil Peep.
My number one.
Worst rapper.
That I hate the most.
Oh, we already know.
I think I do. I had a brain fart.
I mean,
oh god,
do I have
tell
to?
Me.
I already know who it is. He hates him. We was talking about him last week.
I mean, I'll just play
this. This will start a fist fight.
Matter of fact,
this is the bait.
This
right
better
here.
Not be.
You know, it's like
go ahead, just,
I don't know what song.
Just play right, the okay. fucking track.
Okay, wait.
Play, I think they're all fucking trash.
Just play the fucking track. How about you play the track where he fucking killed the other dude?
Killed? No, he ain't killed nobody.
He killed him.
So I'll just play.
Killed him. Put my signature in your starter cap. He killed them.
Hey, this is terrible.
We love you.
I'll quit the podcast.
So many people are proud to be citizens of this beautiful country.
This is actually a good song.
This dude right here.
It is. Oh, it's the lyricist. Listen to what he's saying. And
no, no, I'm with you, Rich.
Johnny, you're gonna start a fist fight. I want everybody to listen to the you're terrible. I'm gonna throw the challenge flag. So many motherfucking people who feel like me, who share the same
views and the same exact beliefs. It's like a fucking army marching in back. I know you're probably like, oh my God, I love that song.
No, no, how are you? How,
why would you even pick dope. That song?
Right, that everybody, was actually a dope. That was a dope.
I think it's fucking whack.
Well, everybody got so-so songs, but wow. He got a lot of hot shit.
Yeah.
A lot of hot shit.
Okay, are you...
He's just playing the shit that he don't like.
You listen to like Rap God? Yeah, it's a story. It's not about it. One, he's a great lyricist, and if you listen to what he does to the words, the wordplay is unbelievable. How he twists the words and he uses the words. He like, I don't know how you can say this is the number one worst rapper on your list. Like,
I just thought
this, and you want to throw the challenge flag on me for Soulja Boy? Soldier
for
boy,
real.
Soldier boy,
we gotta throw a flag at his ass.
And you want to throw Eminem?
Nah, fuck that. Rapper stole
how?
His flow.
Right.
The one, number one. Right.
Okay.
Now.
Okay.
I'm not saying I like Drake. I'm
Wait,
not saying
give
I'm
me
a
that,
Drake fan.
Give me that. Right. Give, me that
knows,
give me that chord.
Everyone
give me
knows
that chord.
I'm not a Drake fan.
Right. We're not saying I'm not a Drake fan.
But he's the he. Let's be honest. He's what like the hottest
what
rapper
do you, what,
out.
Johnny, listen.
And
what,
if he stole his flow from Soulja Boy,
yeah, I get it.
Okay,
Drake.
Yeah, okay.
Drake. You wanna,
okay,
no, we get
listen,
it.
Listen,
we get that.
Give me a reason.
But
why,
how is Eminem
yeah,
your number
how,
one top
how is
rapper?
How?
Because he's overrated.
How?
First of all,
give me examples.
You
you're just
personally
talking
hate
shit
him.
Right.
Doesn't mean that he's.
Give me examples.
I will.
Bad rapper.
Okay, what?
Well, before you got fucking
wait, wait,
out
no.
my throat.
And wait. I'm going to say this. Last episode, you were like quoting his songs from like 1999. Have you listened to his latest shit?
Yeah, and they're trash.
No.
Kill okay. Shot is trash?
No. Okay, listen.
Oh, Rap God is
listen,
trash?
Listen, turn me up.
You're up.
Turn
okay,
my fucking
okay,
mic up.
Okay.
I think you can play it on. It sounds
I
trash.
I was going to go easy on you, not to hurt your feelings. But I...
And explain to why how this is
this
trash.
I can feel it.
It's just a feeling I've got. Like something's about to happen. But I don't
I'm falling asleep already.
Okay, wait. Hold on.
Run DMC, induct him into the motherfucking Rockin' Roll Hall of Fame. Even though I walk in the church in person, a ball of flames. Only Hall of Fame I'll be inducted in is the Alcohol Hall of Fame on the wall of
shame.
You fags think it's all
the wait,
game.
Let me get to the good part.
Don't go. If you got to skip and go, let me get to the good part. Does this not sound like Lil Yachty?
No,
Lil
don't.
Fucking Lil Uzi.
Did you Lil listen? Did you listen
nah,
to Kamikaze?
Nah.
Did you listen to Kamikaze?
I still rap like I'm on my Pharaoh Munch grind. So I
did you listen to Kamikaze?
When you combine a peel of skin color of mine, you get too big and hit it.
I think he just he has a personal vendetta against Eminem.
Did you listen to Kamikaze? Answer the question. Did you listen to Kamikaze?
All right. This is why I say he's overrated.
Answer my question.
What
did you listen to Kamikaze?
Yeah, and it was trash.
You have no bad. You just keep saying it's trash. You're not providing any facts.
Put it on. It's trash.
Listen, it's not that he has facts. He just doesn't like Eminem. Period.
No,
so.
I'm just saying because listen, listen. Just hear me out. Hear me out here.
Like I don't like Kanye. But Kanye got some dope tracks.
It's the fact that, listen,
it's the same thing with him.
Every single flow he has, it's coming out,
no,
I hate my mom, I hate
it's
my parents,
not, it's
I hate
not,
my this,
it's
I hate
not,
my
that's
dad,
not it at all. That's not it at all. That's not it at all.
Yo,
for somebody that
it's
is...
the same fucking flow,
no.
Same shit.
It isn't, it's not, it's not.
Bro, you can take his flow... and put it on every beat, and it would sound the fucking same.
No, it won't.
I said
no,
my mom. I said my this. I said my dad. I said my this. I said my this. You want trash? I hate my mom.
And this is the man that wanted to argue that LL Cool J.
I can't my sister.
LL Cool J.
I can't my mother. But I'm my dad.
Yo,
I'm my dad.
Don't call it a comeback.
Yeah.
I've been here for years.
Jeez.
Watch him go.
Eye drops. Paint meds. Cyclops. Day bed. iPod.
How the fuck did... Hold on. Put that shit again. Start from the beginning.
Payless, high tops, K-Fed, IHOP.
This is the hook.
Because he's copying another heat.
That's how much we have in common. Yeah, that's
this
how
is
much
a diss. It's a whole diss album. It's a whole diss album. Johnny, I can't take you serious right now. I can't take you serious right now.
No, I'm just saying.
I can't take you serious.
Yo, how are you going to... play Eminem. Eminem is Eminem.
Am I not proving my point? The same shit, like I said.
Hey, hold on, wait. Hold on, wait.
His what flow was the same.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Hello? Oh, 1994? Yeah. Oh, yep. Here's Johnny. Hey, it's 1994. They want to talk to you about LL Cool J. How you want to say he's the best rapper. Your argument was last week. LL Cool J is better than Eminem. It's like not even the same.
Yo, my dude.
I'm not dissing on LL Cool J. I'm not saying.
Flying to a party I am not invited to.
Are you trying to break the show up right now?
Bro, he sounds like Lil Yachty.
Oh my gosh.
Yo, let me tell you like this.
Hey.
Yo. How you doing, Rich?
No.
My name is L from Queens. I heard about your man. He liked the late shit with cream. Don't shake up out of Mosquito with Donna James when I shake up. Nigga, what?
No. Look. Yo,
everybody look, got look. Their own, you know.
We're obviously not going to agree on this. So I'm going to call you a jive turkey for saying that.
This nigga said a jive turkey.
I'm going to call you a jive turkey for that one. But
chill,
hey,
Shaft.
Seriously, I want to know what the people think. So when you listen to this podcast, I want you to DM us, email us, hit us, leave comments.
Yo, pass the ox cord, nigga.
Let us know.
Pass the ox cord.
I got
pass let us the ox know.
Cord. Let me give you. You're not gonna guess this guy.
Hold on, before we go into that one,
let us know what you think.
Pass the ox cord.
Is Johnny crazy for putting Eminem as his number one wackest rapper, or am I crazy because I'm defending it?
Well, you're not crazy. For defending it,
I want to know what the people.
And
think.
I'm not against Johnny for
Dad's
saying
always
it.
Always mad, cooped up in the studio, yelling at the mic. You sober and bored, huh? I know. I'm about to be 46 years old,
MGK?
Dog.
Okay.
I'ma call up Trick. Man, you sound like a bitch. Man, I can handle your shit. Mad about something
think,
I said
think,
in 2012. Took you 6 years MGK. And a surprise album just to come with a diss.
No,
homie, we get it.
I'm out.
We know
I'm
that
out
you're
out
the greatest
here.
Rapper.
Yo, first of all, Rich. First of all, read the dictionary after stay inside. He put God, this I'm out. That's when Eminem.
Okay, wait.
Hold on. Wait. After MGK put this out, that's when Eminem put his skill shot out.
He already lost the battle.
No,
he didn't.
MGK said, I'm not putting nothing else out because I don't want them to hurt me even more than what he just did.
Excuse
out
me?
Of his own mouth. Out
How
of his own
are you
going
to compare it to just because Machine Gun Kelly, and I'm not going to say that shit wasn't somewhat hot. I'm not going to be a hater and say,
no,
oh,
that's
complete garbage.
That shit was hot.
I'm going to say, yeah, that was pretty hot. But how are you going to compare and say you're going to play Machine Gun Kelly's track in defense and say, oh, this is better than Eminem? That's one track. Look at the whole career. What has he done compared to Eminem?
Career.
We're talking artists. We're not talking disses. We're not talking tracks. We're talking artists. You're saying Eminem is the worst artist and you're trying to play that diss track to say that it's better than Eminem
as a whole. I'm not saying he's the worst artist. I'm just saying.
You just said
he's trash.
That's what this is.
You
said
number
one worst rapper. You said number one worst rapper.
Absolutely.
To you, yeah.
And that's your opinion. And that's okay because that's your opinion. But I think you're fucking crazy.
And I don't want to just say he's the worst rapper. I'm trying to explain trying to prove my point.
If you can see Rich's face right now, my man's about to quit the show.
I'm doing push-ups right now. I got headphones. I'm
trying to prove
I'm
my
doing
point
push-ups.
Of why he's the worst fucking rapper because every fucking album.
But you playing a Machine Gun Kelly track and acting like that's the hottest shit.
Rich is looking for a pull-up ball right
but
now.
But are you really listening to me? Are you listening to me? I know you're upset.
No.
I know you're upset.
I know you're
from
upset.
Detroit, and this is what Detroit
oh
has.
My gosh.
This is what Detroit has.
Detroit bullshit. Detroit does not just have Eminem.
This is what
you are blind.
Yo, you ain't rich. We're hurt.
I know.
You're blind.
Know.
You know what? We're about to have Friendsgiving. Fuck that. I ain't going to Friendsgiving. Fuck that.
Every album, every song sounds like this.
No, it doesn't.
Send my thing. Send my thing. Send my thing.
No, it doesn't.
I hate my mother. I hate my father.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I hate my life. Oh,
yo, Johnny, I get where you're coming from.
Being a hip-hop artist, you have to tell a story, and Eminem tells stories. If you listen to what he's saying, he's telling stories. Yes.
I'm with Rich there.
Okay, listen. His earlier career, he was all on drugs and all fucked up, and he was rapping about weird shit, but if you listen to what he's saying, like Stan, how are you gonna say Stan's not a good song? How are you gonna say Stan because what he's
I'm not afraid.
I'm not saying every track Eminem put out is fucking gold. I'm saying overall as a rapper, as an artist, no way he is in fucking worst rappers, let alone
and why the I worst say that rapper. Is the only reason why I said it because back in the early 2000s, when an MTV started putting out top 10 lists, MTV put Eminem in the top five when Eminem just came out, when he had no right, no credibility.
Did you see 8 Mile?
That was before 8 Mile. They put him in the top five. There's so many fucking white rappers out there who are 100 times better.
Bullshit.
Than who? Eminem.
Who?
Let me ask you, who?
First base.
Who the fuck is first base?
First of all, his name is third.
I was fucking with you.
First of all, who?
Third base.
His name is third base.
Austin, if you knew, like, you white, and you don't even know.
His name is third base.
You don't know who third base is?
Fuck that.
Out of Queens?
Out of Queens, New York.
Fuck Queens.
Out of Far Rockaway?
He's a fuck Queens.
He's the first white rapper out there.
Bullshit. Show my man some
respect. And he rap about Far Rockaway. He said, cops don't even want to show up there.
All right.
Okay, so you guys are all you guys are third base.
All that.
Yeah, I never heard of him. Good rapper.
I'll tell you another one.
Okay, who? MC Hammer or Ice Baby? Who the fuck?
Whitey Ford.
Vanilla Ice? Who's better?
Whitey Ford. Everlast.
Okay, that's two. I don't know.
That's Everlast.
The lead singer from Everlast?
Everlast is the singer. It's the rapper.
Okay.
House of Pain. Remember House of Pain?
Yeah.
Everlast.
Okay.
Lyrically can kill fucking Eminem. Everlast, before Eminem, didn't give him his fucking respect.
You're not giving Eminem his respect.
Fuck that, yo, he's a trash box.
He's not a trash box.
He's not a trash box.
He sounds like fucking Little Yachty, Little Matt.
No. You sound like a goddamn chainsaw and you better stop doing that shit.
That's how he sounds.
No,
bro.
He doesn't.
You just hypnotized because he's from Detroit.
I'm not hypnotized.
If you weren't from Detroit,
I just played T-Baby. Like, she's from Detroit and she sucks.
You wouldn't like him. If he wasn't from Detroit, you wouldn't like him.
No, it has nothing to do with that.
MGK killed him.
No, he did not. In that track, that was a good track. He did not kill him.
He put out a verse. He put out a diss track.
MGK put out a track. Eminem put a fucking album out. He dissed every fucking person on the album. Listen to Kamikaze close. Take the fucking dick out of your ear.
He did.
And listen to Kamikaze again.
And then he dissed MGK.
Yeah.
MGK's response.
Yeah, and what? He responded.
Murdered him.
Okay, he had a good track.
Murdered him.
No, he did not murder him.
I think he's lyrically better.
Both of them were. Oh,
he's better. He's better.
Well, that's your opinion.
He's better.
That's your opinion.
Yeah.
You only like because he's from Detroit.
No, I don't. It has nothing to do with Detroit. You can ask anybody. Luigi is from fucking the same neighborhood as you.
I like
him. And he thinks you're crazy.
Because he's redheaded. He's almost white.
He's got. Okay.
Oh,
nah. Doesn't matter.
No, it's not a white or black thing. I just think I Everlast is better than him. Everlast lyrically has better lyrics than him. It may not have
Lil Dicky. Lil Dicky is better than fucking Machine Gun Kelly.
Bro.
Yeah, no.
Bro, you just don't want to accept the fact.
Take the career
out of it.
I'm comparing white rappers right now.
The track is MGK.
And I told you.
Eminem.
I told you MGK put out a good diss track. But the argument is.
It's not career.
Yeah.
Lyrically,
wait. This is not a career.
Argument.
So wait. This
lyrically,
is not. This is no
worst rappers.
Johnny, the
Eminem
topic.
Is one of worst
Johnny,
rappers.
The topic is
for you.
Top five worst rappers, not top five rappers that had the worst song. You just said this isn't about. This is a song. This is about the song.
Moving
right,
on.
Rich. But that could be his worst rapper, but it's not your worst rapper.
I know, but it's a bullshit take.
Because you say so? Because you're from Detroit?
No, it's like, not that I say so. It's common sense. Like,
common
for you to say Eminem is the worst rapper, it is your opinion. Okay, I get it. This is... What? He had one track.
No, this is a track dedicated to him because he...
I understand that.
So he blessed him and murdered him. And then Eminem came out with
another
one.
We're not talking about Second fucking one. Tracks. We're not talking about tracks. We're talking about fucking careers. MGK is a goddamn... No. We're talking careers.
No, we're not.
Yes, we fucking are. Yes, we are. How are you saying Eminem is not? Rich,
we're talking careers now.
Okay, no.
Okay.
Worst rappers and best rappers.
Yes, worst rapper.
We're not saying
Eminem.
Best songs and worst songs.
MGK's a better rapper.
Fuck that.
The Eminem.
No.
Better career?
No.
Eminem.
No.
Okay, because he got the hype behind him. MTV
are
and
you
everybody.
Kidding?
Bro.
Hype behind. No, dude. Change the subject. Change the subject.
Bro.
Change the subject.
Trash box. He sounds like Lil Uzi.
You should slap your goddamn self and hit yourself with the crickets 10 times because your take is whack.
Cinnamon knee. Cinnamon knee.
Jeez.
I know. You're rich. We can't take him seriously because that's his. That's his list.
I know it is. It's terrible. I'm
just like we're debating.
I did that on purpose. Yeah, I did that on purpose.
First
I want
of all,
to get fired.
I know.
Up.
And first of all, we did it to him when he talked about 6ix9ine. Meanwhile, we're like, what?
I know you hit us. With,
you no, hit us not this hard.
Well, at, well,
but if we felt it as hard.
Not like I came at you and said, "Oh, Ja Rule," you know, like you Ja Rule. Ja Rule's better than fucking Tekashi 6ix9ine, like. What are you talking about? You ever hear of that Living It Up? Huh?
What? No.
Him and Ashanti?
Excuse me?
That's like me like going back at you and saying, oh yeah, Ja Rule. you listen to Living It Up?
They made a movie about you. You and everybody's top 10.
I'll fuck with you.
I'll fuck with you, Rich.
Jeez.
Just to acknowledge me.
Played it in the right part.
Look up to you. You
just played it in the right part.
I'm 6'4". 7 punches hold your head still. Last time you saw 8 Mile was at home on a treadmill.
Oh.
I didn't say that track wasn't hot.
When was the last time he was in 8 Mile? He don't even know.
Okay, how many movies does he have?
Oh, Machine Gun Kelly?
Yeah.
He got one, Bird Box.
Thank you.
Bird Box.
I loved it.
Were you a bird brain?
Got him.
Jeez. You're a fucking doodle bird. I'm not letting this episode go. Fuck that. I want to keep it going. Now we're having fun.
We're rolling the sleeves up here.
I got Rich.
He did that without even knowing that he was in Bird Box. How many movies he did? Bird Box? Well, fuck that shit.
You a bird brain.
You know Ashley made you watch that shit, too.
Shit, I didn't watch
and
shit.
And Sandra Bullock was in there.
Wait, who's Sandra Bullock? Bullock.
You should go back to recovery. I know your ego is hurting just knowing that all of your fans discovered me.
Woo!
All right, I'm going to stop.
I made my point. I'm not gonna beat a dead horse. Or a dead rapper, I should say.
He's not dead.
Yeah. What's he put out lately? Keep playing that song.
This track?
Keep putting that on loop because that's all he's got.
Because, I mean, it's...
Keep putting it on loop.
That's all he's got.
I'm happy with it.
Man, where my boy Fubu at? I wish my boy Fubu was here to back
He's not putting the one that Eminem put on after that.
Jeez.
Kill Shot after that was crazy.
Yeah, but the point is, he put out a diss track and dissed my man. My man's comeback was that. That's it. It stops right there. You don't get to. Oh. You are the better rapper, right? You have the better career. So
well,
you're
right.
Picking on the little guy.
You're right.
And the little guy.
Wait, you just said it. You're the better rapper with the better career.
Yes.
You
yes.
just said it.
On your take.
No.
That's
you
what
just
he
said.
Thinks. He thinks he's the better
you just
rapper.
Said it.
He is the better established rapper with a better career.
Right.
You taking a shot at a little guy. The little guy comes up to you and destroys you.
Give me that aux cord.
Now you want to rebuttal against him.
Give me that aux cord.
Nah, you don't get to. You had your shot. You took a shot at the little guy. The little guy came back and defended himself and murders you. That's it.
Then he made another track on the little guy.
Yeah. Now you don't get to make another. That's like, come on. You already have the advantage.
No, you're right. You're right.
You way bigger than him.
You're right.
That's like a heavyweight fighting.
Yeah, but he's going after
him. You should have came hard the first time.
He's going after
him. Should have came hard the first time and not have a diss track for the diss track.
You're a heavyweight. You have this.
It's not
career.
Like he's picking on him. He was going to. He was fucking going. He was trying to slide into his daughter's DMs.
So what?
So what?
He don't like that bitch anyway. He don't
Listen
like his kids.
First of all, his daughter was 19, so she could get someone could slide in there.
Yeah. He don't like his daughter anyway. He don't like his mother, his father, he don't like his parents, he don't like his daughter. He hates his whole life.
Turn me up.
So I'm just saying, you're the heavyweight, right? You're equivalent to a heavyweight. MGK is a featherweight compared to you. you can't knock out the featherweight, and the featherweight comes back and knocks you out, you don't get to get up.
Turn me up. Turn me up. Turn me up.
Try to knock him out after that. After he knocked you out already.
So wait, because Eminem has a better career, he's a better rapper. He can't get that low hanging fruit.
He has the better career, and he thinks he's the better rapper.
He is.
So he took a shot. He took a shot at the featherweight. Couldn't knock the featherweight out. The featherweight dodged his bullet, knocked him out.
No.
And now, you just because
turn me up.
The featherweight knocked you out, you don't get to wake up.
You can't say he's a better rapper when he don't have no...
You don't get to wake up as the heavyweight got knocked out by the featherweight and be like, oh, I'm going to knock you out now. Nah.
Turn me up.
Johnny got something there. Before you put play on that, didn't you read the paper or the internet this week about Eminem has a new song talk about If I Was Gay? Remember that?
Jesus
come on,
Christ.
Hit him with the crickets. Hit him with the crickets.
No, go ahead. I like Eminem, but he came out like a track called "If I Was Gay." Now everybody's saying, "Is this his way of coming out?"
No,
I mean, not that I have anything against gay people, but doesn't that like give him
all he's doing? He's riding a wave, just like he rode a wave back then. Now everything is now. Pride, gay pride. He's riding a fucking wave again. His lyrics are not taking him to where he needs to be. He's riding a wave. Now he's gonna ride the gay wave.
Right, but he's on his way out.
What wave was he riding back?
He's on his
back
way
in the day
anyway.
when he made.
He's the first ballot Hall of Famer anyway. So, I mean,
Toy Soldiers. What wave was that? He was the only rapper rapping about politics and calling out fucking the president and every like calling out the government.
Right.
What wave was that? Right. What rappers were doing that?
Let's not talk about that because
shut the fuck up.
Your fans become your haters.
You done?
Fuck a beard. Right.
This is after he got knocked out already.
Sports.
Everybody wants to get up and rap now.
Rihanna just hit me on a text. Last night I left hickeys on her neck. Wait. You just diss me, I'm perplexed. Insult me in a line, compliment me on the next. Damn, I'm really sorry you want me to have a heart attack. Was watching 8 Mile, I'm on auto track. Realized I forgot to call you back. Here's that autograph for your daughter. I wrote it on a starter cap. Stan, son, listen, man, dad isn't mad. But how you gonna name yourself after a damn gun and have a...
Adam, little yachty, Adam, Molly. What's the difference?
Smoke, got the fire stoke. Say you got me in a scope, but you grazed me. I say one call the Interscope and you Swayze. Your reply got the crowd yelling, woo. So before you die, let's see who could out-petty who with your corny lines.
Slim your roll.
Al Kelly, ooh, but I'm 45 and I'm still outselling you. By 29, I had 3 albums that it blew. Now let's talk about something I don't really do. Go in someone's daughter's mouth stealing food. But you're a fucking molehill. Now I'ma make a mountain out of you. Woo! Ho, chill, acting like you put the chrome barrel to my bone marrow. Gonna bitch you ain't a bow and arrow. Say you run up on me like a phone bill. Spraying lead, playing dead. That's the only time you hold still.
Are you eating cereal or oatmeal? What the fuck's in the bowl, milk? Wheaties or Cheerios? Cause I'm taking a shit in them, Kelly. I need reading material. Dictionary.
Yo, Slim, your last 4 albums suck. Go back to recovery. Oh, shoot.
His last 4 albums suck. You know,
oops, I'm not arguing recovery sucked. Eminem says it on his track. He fucking sucked on that album.
Bro, this thing is trash, bro.
Okay.
Bro, this thing is trash.
Okay.
This thing is trash, bro.
All right.
This thing is trash, bro. This thing is trash, bro. And nothing he said, anything you just played right there was whack.
Okay.
And like I said, he got knocked out already, and he wants to get up, and now he wants to
try to... Well, you said he sounds like Lil Yachty. How about Lil Yachty sounds like him? Because he was out before Lil Yachty.
It don't matter. This shit's whack.
Okay. Anyways, what's going on in what's going on in the sports world, huh? Jesus. We're not going to agree on that. So
That was a good one. Pass the fucking Oscar.
Pass the Oscar. I got one more guy that you're not going to...
Like, one more.
I hated this motherfucker growing up.
Let me guess, Big Sean.
Well, Big Sean came out like last year.
Oh, he's from Detroit, right?
Yeah.
So I like him. He's better than Eminem.
Last night I took an L.
I was mad about that fucking Eminem shit.
Last night I took an L, but tonight I come back. How's that go? That's how it goes, right?
Yeah.
The Lil Sean, the Big Sean, what's it called?
Lil Sean.
All right, play your song, nigga.
All right, listen.
Okay, lady to titty.
Ready?
Yo, you need a shot, Rich? Now he look at his butt. Now he look at his butt.
Oh, look at the time.
You need a shot. Take a shot. Hold on. My man, take a shot.
What?
Take a shot of Black Velvet.
Take a Black Velvet.
I'm not doing Black Velvet.
Take a shot of Black Velvet.
You'll do it for Big Dick.
Do it for Big Dick.
You don't do...
Pause.
No. I'll make a drink. I'm not doing a shot because Big Dick don't do shots.
All right. Well, then...
I need ice.
Pause. That his grandfather, his name is Big Dick. So.
The original Rich Tolls.
Yes. So, you don't need no ice. Oh, here. I got some ice.
Throw some ice in there.
Come here.
Throw some ice in there because my man heated.
Cool my man off.
Cool me off.
Yo, in this debate, I'm 50-50. Rich Dang. And Johnny. Like, I don't understand why he's on top of Johnny's worst. And I don't understand why he's on top of Rich's best. Eminem's up there, but I wouldn't rate him my worst rapper.
He definitely won't rate him his best rapper.
But he won't be my best rapper.
It's because it's what old
he's
white
closer to the top than the bottom, right?
I feel like
I think he is closer to the top than to bottom.
I feel like white society should have picked a better artist.
Yeah, but at the time, who was there?
They had better artists. They had better artists than Eminem. You know what I mean?
Eminem was exposed so much? Because Dr. Dre signed him.
Yeah. That's why I know. And so that's why they...
He was exposed more. No,
yeah, and that wasn't
to the public eye because it was from Dre, and Dre just started... He just came out of NWA.
I thought we just stopped this.
I'm just saying.
I'm trying to cool off. I just feel
like if he didn't have Dre and he wasn't part of Dr. Dre...
No, hands down.
If he wasn't in that...
Hands down,
he would not
if
have
Eminem
had.
Wasn't part of Aftermath, Eminem would not be relevant right now.
Man, I'm sorry. Everlast, to me, is a better rapper. Is a better rap lyrically. All right.
Anyways.
MGK already... too, yo. Shout out to MGK, nigga. Rich, come on, chill, nigga.
Yo, MGK.
We're still friends.
You need to do Ridiculous Cheers. Part 3.
Cheers.
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 Cheers. Cheers, baby.
Cheers.
Yeah. All right, one more rap I got for y'all.
Hurry up. Make it quick.
And look at this fucking trash box. Y'all tell me. Ready? Hit it.
In the throat and watch them choke like the Knicks. But why all these rappers want to rhyme like me and worship me like zombie worship Black Hunani and push me to the point I want to smack them, yo? They're trying to steal my fans like Chico did D'Angelo's. But if imitation were an acid, there'd be nothing left of me but jewelry, 52 teeth, and a belt buckle. My skills are to die for. During right.
What the fuck is this?
This trash box, his name was Chino XL.
Oh, remember Chino XL?
Remember that Chino XL? Motherfucker, he tried to battle Eminem back in his early days when Eminem first came out, because Eminem was taking that spotlight. Eminem was taking that spotlight, mm-hmm. And Chino XL, yo, I'll knock that white boy out. But he has nothing.
Remember nothing. Tyson 50?
Tyson 50.
Remember yep. Tyson 50?
I know Tyson 50.
That nigga was a trash box. He sounded like Eminem.
But Chino XL, Chino XL is a total trash box. This dude came to fucking Funkmaster Flex with like 15 deep.
Yo, Rich, you good, Rich?
Yo, and he put out
Rich,
this bullshit.
Rich, you good, Rich?
I'm just looking at, you know.
This nigga's still trying to cool off. Yeah. Rich is mad.
Can we change the subject?
Yeah.
Yo, Rich, so let's change the Rich subject. Is going to YouTube and he put in ocean sounds.
He's trying
to calm down.
I'm rubbing my earlobes over here.
He got Woosa. Ocean sounds on YouTube so he could calm the fuck down.
Yeah, that's what I'm about. Give me the aux cord. Aux cord.
That's just...
You want the aux cord?
No.
You gonna play some more Eminem?
Oh shit.
Next yeah. week.
Fellas.
This was a good debate.
Oh, man. This was
the hottest it got.
It was a heated debate.
I wanted to physically punch you. I wanted to punch you right in the right square in the nose.
This dude said I wanted to physically punch you.
Square in the nose.
Square yeah. nose.
I wanted to give you a fat lip.
Hey, fuck you, man. Fuck you. I wanted to physically do some harm to
You're
you.
You're lucky this table's in between us because I was gonna pinch the shit out of your arm.
Yo, that was our fucking worst rappers. Our personal worst rappers, whatever the fuck. I mean, you don't gotta agree with us.
You don't gotta agree with us.
So what I say, Eminem? Obviously, Rich didn't agree with me. So what? I don't agree with him. That's my worst. He's one of my worst, not the worst, but he's one of my worst. I think he's overrated. Anyway, I'm not getting back into that. But anyway, that was our worst.
You got a steel chair right there. I might turn this into a double WWE, you know, table match.
Next week, we got to be a little more prepared. We will be a little more prepared.
Yeah,
we're going to do our, you get five picks.
Five picks. It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard.
We're not doing society's best five. We're doing our personal five.
Okay.
Personal five. Top five picks of our lifetime.
Jeez.
So, you know, I'm excited for that episode. I felt like we were going to do this. So I feel like, why not do like a shitty ass top, the worst episode?
Why not?
No one ever does that.
Why not?
So I said, fuck it.
Everybody speaks about it, but they don't talk about it.
Next week. Be about it.
Expect a lot of, you know what I mean? We're going to get. Next week,
he's going to get there.
Hey, speaking of Eminem, to all the Eight Mile. And $100
billers. And who he stole this from?
And who the beat is from?
Yeah. For real. And where are they from?
Greatness knows greatness. Mob Deep was like,
white people paid a lot of money for Mob Deep's song.
Yeah, okay.
They pay a lot of money for that copyright.
8 Mile. I got you
stuck off the rip. Chill.
Your first name is Clarence.
I hate my mother. I want to slap her.
All right, I'm out of here. I'll see you guys next week. I'll see you next week.
Chill, Rich.
Chill, fuck, yeah.
Jeez. Okay. Now, this is, you know what? This is the shit that just makes me want to fight.
Yeah. Now he want to fight me over everyone.
He want to change it.
Every track from now on, he going to want to fight you. Yeah.
He want to bring up the Buzzer Podcast crew because of this shit.
No, this is that shit I work out to, though. This shit is hard.
Chill.
Damn.
Okay.
Okay.
It could be any one of these.
Oh, Scrappy.
It was a lot.
That was when a rapper put Lil in front of their name and they were actually good. Now you got a little Boozy and little Yachty.
Got a little dumbass.
Little Zanny.
Little shit pusher.
Little bitch. X about me, nigga. Yeah. X okay. About me, nigga. Yeah. X
about me. Cassidy. X
about me. I'm a hustler. Yo. I'm a hustler. Real quick.
He want it real quick. Yeah.
Yo, Cassidy. I was looking today. Top 50 worst rappers. You know, Cassidy was like number 22.
Yeah,
I could see that.
Outrate. Get what?
Hey, what? Yeah.
What?
Oh, he's my number one.
What?
Number one.
Cassidy?
What?
Number one.
You kidding me?
How does it feel, Cassidy, Johnny? How's it feel?
First of all, Cassidy would kill Eminem in a battle rap.
Hey, you take that back.
No, I'm not taking that one back.
I'm going to unplug that mic right now. My. I'm unplugging the mic.
Cassidy?
Hey, how's it feel?
Cassidy?
Oh,
what?
Cassidy?
All right. What's up right there?
Well, anyway, Cassidy's the only one keeping it real still till this day in the rap game.
Oh, yeah. Mike Jones?
Who? I mean, we got
some.
There's a lot, but we got to pick five.
Who?
Who?
Oh. Get the fucking power.
You know Lil' Kim, baby?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bought
this album on the Source. I bought my only Source album I bought when I was like in middle school. That shit was on it. I see you block.
Boys in the hood.
Oh, I like this right here. This shit goes ready? Hard. This is hot.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Should we just roll right into episode 16? Hey, let's just roll right into episode 16.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's just a little preview for next week's episode.
Oh, keep that playing real quick.
That was a little preview.
Keep that playing. Oh, I forgot about that track.
It's Block right Entertainment.
Nigga, you can hate, but you
need a club.
Watch, bitch, you can't do it.
Gorilla's out. She's
it's going to be hard next week.
Chill.
Oh, we need
a lot
hype
of bangers
man.
Out there, we but we got to pick. Top five.
Clips. I got a. Oh, good track to that one.
Oh, listen, next week's gonna be tough.
Oh my god. Cut for me, mommy. Hey! Just cut for me, mommy.
Okay.
Just blaze.
Step the cat and move ahead and teach us to feel la la. So she my baby da-da.
That's just hot. Play a little Joe Budden. Pump it up.
Oh, damn. You got it. You know what I mean? I'm just saying shit.
Damn. That's what you got to do. You got to tease them.
That's a little preview for next week.
Episode 16, baby. 16.
Top five. Fucking dungeons
of rap. Who's your number one?
Well, fake niggas don't make it back.
It's going to be tough.
Oh.
It's going to go
5-1.
Okay.
rappers are monkey flipping with the funky rhythm.
Chill, chill. Who's your number one, baby? I mean, I got.
You guys got a week to figure that out.
Yo, stay tuned for next week's episode, baby.
Episode 16 is gonna be
top five.
Thank you for tuning in. Sorry, we went a little more than usual, but fuck it, we had fun.
We had a good time. Hope you guys enjoyed it.
Fuck, we had fun getting into Rich's skin. That's how we do up in here.
Nah, but yo, thank you for tuning in to episode 15. We'll see you for episode 16.
Yeah.
Tune in.
Yeah. Stay safe.
Yeah.
Hey.
See you. Slap yourself, man.
You're all a bunch of fucking assholes. You know why? You don't have the guts to be what you want to be. Me, I always tell you, even when I lie. So say goodnight to the